your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, yeah. Welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad. And Uncle Lee today is in the building.
Good morning,
family. Evan, I see we have come. Lee and I entered the studio and I immediately saw that sitting upon your lap. I don't think you can even see it on the YouTube right now. Maybe show it to the people.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube. I see our daughter's keyboard, a very old one of her keyboards from perhaps when she was like two or three, upon your lap. And I'm wondering nervously what's about to happen.
Why have I brought you here today?
Yeah, why have you brought us here today?
Well, I have been falling in love with you guys over the last couple of years.
Do you mean me and Lee or like the whole family?
And I just felt like I've been very judgmental about songs and serenading and singing. And I also just feel like sometimes words don't do it.
True.
Or at least worse spoken words don't do it. But words put to music, there really is something different.
Okay.
And I also feel like Grant said, you know, he wrote that song on the spot.
Yeah, in an improvised song.
Which even though feels like a big lie, I wouldn't do that
to you
guys.
You mean a song with pre-planned verses
with,
and choruses?
Verses and pre-choruses and chorus and like a hook at the end that like he just wrote that on the spot. And I would never lie to you guys. So I just wrote something. Actually, I didn't write something. This is just right off the dome. And I just feel like it captures kind of what I'm feeling right now.
For all of us?
Yeah, just for you guys. And I didn't want to do this, but I feel like you guys deserve it.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to kind of, let me just find. Yeah, that works. Okay.
Well, I just heard the news today.
Yes.
It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes. I don't want to begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face. And I'm just trying to think, like, with arms wide open, under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything with arms wide open.
I don't know, just... I don't know, like... You know, he was singing about like champagne and popping bottles and stuff, but I was a little bit more like, I want to sing about emotional openness.
Yeah.
And I thought, what better than like a representation of just kind of my arms being open, kind of just celebrating.
So that was
right off the top.
What an incredible improvised song.
I mean, I don't know if it's any good. I don't know if it would do well, but like, I just felt like I needed to show you guys my range and open my mind to music does.
Can I tell you?
Because music really is... I don't know what it is.
Can I really tell you something? At the beginning, I thought that it was...
A real
I
song?
Didn't remember Arms Wide Open, the verses.
The verse,
and I thought
yeah.
you were really improvising a song. And I'm not going to lie to you. I felt very uncomfortable. I was like, why is he being serious?
I think we just ascended all just now.
I think mentally, I just...
Now you guys understand... what it feels like to feel something.
You know what? I have to tell you what, family. If Grant did truly improvise that song, which I believe that he improvised that song 0.0001%.
Dude, he wasn't even looking down and he was just kind of like, it was so not made up on the spot. It was like he forgot he was on the show for a second. And it was like, oh, this is what I normally tell girls that I made this up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, shit.
He's like, baby girl, I wrote this for you. Like, cut to 15 women having
like,
heard the same
immediately had song. The chords, immediately the words, like, oh my god.
Same
gosh.
Thing too with the rap during the group date.
Yeah, he just said, wrote this on the
he's
way.
He's like, I wrote this on the way, and I was like, that was, you know what? I'm going to say this to you, Grant. Look me in the eyes. If you did make up both of those on the spot, I apologize. Very impressive.
Incredibly impressive.
You need to go, whether you're going to be an artist or go into songwriting, because that rap actually was not bad at all. It was quite good.
But the song is different. Like, the rap's one thing. You could kind of like, some guys are really good at just kind of like.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, sorry, my. but some guys are really good at kind of like off the top, just kind of coming up with words that rhyme.
Yeah, of course.
But like melody and rhyme
and a hook and a chorus
and like a general premise.
Yeah.
Theme. You know what I mean?
Like lift your hands up and cheers together.
That doesn't even make sense.
Undiscovered genius.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe this in my heart whilst watching this episode, which, by the way, A damn good episode.
I
mean, this season's going to be really good. Yes. Already really enjoyed the first episode, but the second episode already, we have such cringy moments. Mm-hmm. We have arguments going down that actually feel, some of them feel like organic. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a good episode. But I was thinking the entire time whilst we were watching this, I believe.
Whilst.
Mm-hmm. I believe that the reason that we have a Bachelor the Musical, essentially, that's happening, Grant the Musical, I believe we have evilly manifested this, because over the past 2.5 years, you and I never shut up about getting serenaded and how much we can't stand it and how much it cringes out our whole body. And now all of a sudden we have a musical bachelor. I think we evilly manifested this and put this into the universe. I really do. I think it's our fault.
Well,
and Grant's just a conduit, and I feel bad, because you know what, Grant, actually good voice.
Yes.
Good songs.
No, by far the best we've seen kind of on.
But I feel on, like, it is our evil manifestations and he is simply the conduit.
Well, if I was running the show, I would actually make more of that a thing, because I will say it elicits a response.
It does elicit a response.
Right? Like, if you're a writer on the show, like, or a producer or whatever, it elicits like a hate or a love. Like, some people are going to be like, oh my God, what,
it's
I would
like
die to
love
have
is
a
blind.
Guy do that.
We always have poetry and songs and our
It elicits a rage from us, but like, I'm sure some people, like, I wish my boyfriend would do that, you know what I mean?
Well, so, you know, I actually had this conversation with
Katie. How come, real quick, just a side note, it's always guys doing this, you notice that? What is that?
Can I tell you why?
Is it because women are more self-aware?
Probably that. Also because women just as a whole were like wildly talented. And so you're like, I know that like if I sing, it's going to be good. Like I busted the karaoke.
Well, but that's what I'm
we
saying.
We all can kind of sing. Yeah. And so we're like, we know. We don't have to show off our impressive skills. Like we already are amazing.
But it's, and I appreciate that. But it's more just kind of like, what is it about the like, just ridiculous confidence that you shouldn't have, but do you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I'm sure there's so thousands many, of years.
I'm sure there's so many women on this show that are great singers that could totally play and sing.
Yeah.
But you never see that in any of these shows. Yeah. It's always these untalented guys. Grant's the first exception to the rule.
He really is.
But always the wildly untalented guys being like, I'm going to perform for you.
Look into my
eyes. Very crazy. Yeah.
It's just that sweet, sweet delusion.
Yeah.
And I got to say, like, Grant is a conduit for the spirit.
Yes.
I think of manifestation, because by being a conduit, you let the song, the melody, the lyrics, it all snap to him.
Okay.
It's not even Grant that's doing it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
He's a vessel.
So source. So what you're saying is that truly these songs actually were improvised, but they were from Source. Source, absolutely. Potentially, ABC.
And the message that Source wanted to send was like, pop bottles of champagne and cheers to us tonight. That's what whatever God is trying to tell us.
Source, you know what? This theory really is making sense to me, because we did have a moment at the very beginning of this episode when Jesse Palmer comes in and we see Rebecca holding the rose and he kind of gives her a hard time. Like, you're clutching onto that rose. And she's like, well, I'm trying to manifest. And Jesse Palmer looks into the camera and he goes, oh, I also believe in the power of manifestation. And it was a little creepy.
Is Jesse manifesting?
Jesse, I'm like, maybe Jesse is ultimate source.
Yeah.
Maybe Jesse is the songwriter and Grant is the conduit, because, you know, he can perform and have a good voice. And Jesse is the ultimate.
Jesse is source?
Jesse Palmer is source. I mean, I don't know, with all the Bigfoot theories, with then him looking into the camera and saying, I believe in the power of manifestation. Have we ever heard such a thing on the screen?
Just, I swear, I could launch into a whole thing right now, but I'm just so jealous of people like that.
Love people like what?
Who are just like, I know for a fact that these like concepts exist and I use them.
Are we talking about manifestation?
Yeah, I'm just talking about
God, here we go.
Walking in the room being like, I believe it 100% and it works.
Well,
what I would kill for just that non-skeptical brain.
You need a little bit of hope in your life, because I do believe in a certain form is potentially of manifestation.
100% possible, right? People who have done amazing things talk about it.
But I don't know if I believe that Jesse Palmer believes in the power of manifestation. I think, number one, he is source. And number two, he is going to be like, coming March 2025, Jesse Palmer's The Power of Manifestation.
Dude, how
and
is...
we're going to have like a class, like online classes.
No, it's going to be a podcast.
A podcast called
It's a self-help podcast with Jesse, no question.
But you know what, though? Look at what Jesse's done. He's now in sport. He was The Bachelor. He's now in sports. And now he hosts the show and he barely shows up. Mm-hmm. And he gets to play golf, play tennis.
I'm looking for a mentor, because that's like what you do, right?
Maybe he's
get a mentor.
Maybe he's mentoring.
I'm going to manifest him to be my mentor.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm opening myself up. I'm singing now. Yeah.
I don't know what type of vortex we just started this podcast with.
We're just on one today.
Source and manifestation and creed.
Creed.
Yeah.
I think Creed was the beginning of
it all. Yeah. Here's my creed. I don't know. Anyway.
I want to talk about this episode because I got a lot to say. Mm-hmm. We got to go over a lot of stuff. But first, we got to take a quick pause, family. So listen, you all know our ceramic king, Uncle Lee over here, is filling our home with these precious big birds, these egg birds. We are absolutely obsessed with them. But I want to impress the big birds and the egg birds, and I need a beautiful home for them to reside in. Like, I want my interior to impress them, okay? And to have a beautifully decorated home with indoor and outdoor furniture that we love, you know where we always say to go. And that's Article.com, baby. It's our immediate go-to for years now. Our dining room table, chairs, couches, side tables, and more, all from Article. And we keep getting our furniture from Article because we are always so wowed by the style and the design, the quality, like the weight and the feel of these pieces. Mm-hmm. It is serious quality. The durability, we have had numerous of these pieces for years, and they seriously stand the test of time. I'm talking kids and dogs test of time too, okay? And on top of that, The price.
The amazing prices always blow my mind. Like, how can this furniture be so chic and stylish and high quality and have these great prices? Mm-hmm. It's truly incredible. Article offers a curated range of mid-century modern, coastal, and Scandinavian-inspired pieces that not only shine on their own, but also pair seamlessly with nearly any other Article product, which makes it so easy to mix and match and design a beautiful home if you aren't an interior designer just like myself. I wish I was. We've talked about it many times. Article helps make you an interior designer. Everything just feels so cohesive and stylish. Yeah,
they've made us into interior designers. Just have to go on their website and boom, it's all put together.
All there.
It's incredible. And Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada with options for professional assembly if you prefer a hands-off experience. Also, their customer care team is amazing. Like, have a question or even need help with your design choices? Article's customer care team is available 7 days a week, offering knowledgeable support and even free interior design services to help you get your home just right. Also, they even have a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. They are simply the best. That's why over the years, we always go back to article.com, okay? And Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/momdad and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/momdad for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, so episode 2 of Grant's Bachelor season. Just to go back on the serenading in the songs, as much as you know, my body hurts because of it, I was quite thrilled that we already got it episode 2. I'm wondering, are they pushing it on us early and is he done? Because feel like in the previews, we only really saw, like when they showed us the season preview, we only saw him doing the piano and the performance that he did later in this episode. So I'm like, are we done with the musical or will this continue?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was a lot. It was two different performances in episode basically one. So the trend is not great. But I will say him being decently talented really makes it go down a lot easier.
I feel like...
But again, real quick, there's
there's an element though, when it comes to like the rap one, it was appropriate. Does that make sense? Like that's what we were doing.
Yes.
Everyone had to do it. He did it great.
It did feel like, you know, we're going to make these women get up and sing. So it's nice to have your lead go up first and be like, I'll calm everybody down by doing one myself.
But the one in the mall, that's where it's like inappropriate because it's like no one asked for this. And then
they showed the whole song.
And as much
too.
As I love Grant, and again, there's very little to like, you know, we'll see how this season goes. But so far, there's very little to critique about Grant.
Really, really nothing at all.
You know, Grant, love you. But like at the same time, we got to come up with some fun stuff to make fun of you for. You know, when you do that, obviously there's the whole like, oh, you're making the person either like it or don't like it. But but when you end it with like, I made that up, it's kind of like your welcome vibes. And it's like a gift for you. You know what I'm saying?
This is wrapped in a bow, a gift for you, Alex.
And it's like, I just made that up for you. Like, go ahead. You know what I mean? Like, have fun. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a very big, like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I'm going to go sing karaoke and I'm good. It's another to be like, here's a gift. And you are captured in the moment.
I need the family. I need everybody in the YouTube comments to comment whether they like a serenade when they have a crush on someone or not. Because genuinely, when I talk to my friends, I get about a 50-50 response.
For
like
sure.
Katie Thurston, I was going to say Katie. I always call her Katie. Katie Thurston and I always talk about this because Katie Thurston is like, oh, it's super romantic. She loves a serenade. And we laugh because she's like, how could you not think that's romantic? And I'm like, how could you not feel uncomfortable? Yeah. Whatever. I want to know, like, I need to hear from the family. Do you like this or do you not like this?
And
let me just, in general.
And let me get a little more. I think I can predict a lot of responses here, but like, let's be more specific to the show also.
Okay.
Which is like, Grant is tall, hot model guy.
Sure.
You know, that's about as good as it gets.
Sure.
So like, does Grant doing it for you also work? Or is it no, is there absolutely not
but
at all?
But I want to know if you're interested in the person.
Got it. Okay.
So if you're interested in the person, do you find...
Delete what I said. Listen to what she said.
If you're interested in the person,
if you like them,
does it give you the ick? Or are you more like, wow, how romantic?
Okay.
I need to know. I need the percentages so that I can like tally this and like do some sort of scientific study on it.
Because I'm sure there's many people with experience who have actually experienced this. Okay.
Of course. Cool. And you know what? I literally, as much as I talk shit on serenading, the other day I asked Evan to serenade.
Oh my God. It was insane.
I didn't ask Evan to serenade me. But Evan used to sing all the time when he was like in bands. And so I used to go be able to hear him sing. We got this karaoke machine. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I never want you looking into my eyes singing at me.
Yeah.
I could never handle it. It's too much. I would combust.
And I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, no.
But I said, Evan, will you just take the karaoke machine and just, you know, face the wall and sing? I'm like, please sing for me. I want to hear you sing. It's been years since I heard you sing. Yeah. And he wouldn't do it.
Really?
He wouldn't do it. So now,
no way.
Maybe I like serenades.
Yeah, enjoy.
Well, I'm glad we were all blessed at the top of the episode.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now I heard you sing for a second. Yeah, I mean, but I really want to hear you rip into karaoke.
I really want to hear you rip during karaoke.
Sorry, but anyways, guys. I'm curious to see if this is going to continue because I think if the music continues with Grant, I feel as if he is going to be on The Masked Singer. Because, they have the pipeline from Bachelor, Bachelorette to Dancing with the Stars. But if he's pushing the music,
he doesn't want to do the dance, maybe, although he does love dancing. So we'll see.
He'll probably want to do Dancing with the Stars, too. That's true. But I'm thinking a pipeline into Masked Singer.
A different lane. I like
you know
that.
Okay. If you know how I feel about The Masked Singer.
Yeah, we love
singer.
That show.
Absolute fever dream that is the weirdest show of all time.
Hunger Games in real life.
Hunger Games, the vocal Hunger Games. Okay, so in this episode, we have two group dates and one one-on-one date. Yeah. Obviously, Alex gets the one-on-one date because she got the first impression rose. So they started off with a group date. We have Bev, Serafina, Allie, Joe, Natalie, Parisa, Vicky, Chloe, Zoe, Juliana, and Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a basketball date.
Yes.
Now, I do want to make note of something. I am hopping forward, but there was a moment during Grant's one-on-one date where they were at the mic, you know, where there's like the announcer at the mall.
Yeah,
they were on that mic. And he said, let's say a word we're thinking of at the exact same time.
He said basketball.
He said basketball.
Yeah. And she said Pinocchio, which is just kind of random and funny.
It was right, cute and funny. And
but I go, I could have told you he was going to say basketball.
And I'm like, listen, my guy, I know you are a professional.
So I love it. It's like, I know this. I love basketball so much.
What I can say is that I understand that the producers are going to be like, he was a basketball player, so we're going to shove basketball down your throat for every date. But when he himself has the opportunity to say any word and he says basketball, I do have some concerns.
Range is not at the top of the list right now.
I'm like, so.
Yeah. I didn't love anyway, that either.
Just a little like side note.
You just played basketball.
Maybe that's why he was thinking about
it. 5 times in a row. Yeah. Yeah. No, we get it. You love basketball. It's great. Great sport.
So when we have this basketball date and we're seeing how some of these women can play, you and I were talking alone and you were like, yeah, I feel like, you know, If you're in a relationship, your partner doesn't need to be like great or necessarily love something that you love. Mm-hmm. Like you can have your own different independent interests. But I'm thinking if Grant's saying basketball first, what he thinks of, maybe this is actually a very important date.
Sure.
Like he needs to know that you're able to at least kind of play or have an interest in playing or else it's not going to work.
Sure. And it's funny because I feel like you saw him light up when like someone would make a shot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, it was kind of in a like, well, she's got skill. You know what I mean? It wasn't like in a way of like, she's cute. It was like, that's good to know.
Well,
she's good at basketball.
Well,
and I like basketball too.
I will say that, you know, Chloe is the one who ended up winning the basketball group date. And Chloe was crushing the game.
She was one of the good ones.
And so then when he had a little one-on-one time with her, I didn't necessarily feel intense chemistry from them. I love her. I think she's adorable. But I didn't necessarily feel it on his end.
Maybe it was just a reward and then he ended for playing
up,
well.
Well, because he ended up giving her the last rose at the rose ceremony. Yeah. So I'm like, was he just like, well, you were the best. So
he's like, I'm not even that into you, but it's just more of your basketball skills are really impressing me. And I'm hoping to play one-on-one later kind of thing. Maybe.
That's kind of what I thought. Afterwards, when he gave her the last rose, I was like, oh, you gave her the group. Okay.
Right.
I think maybe you were just looking at like skill level here. But we have the basketball date. Yeah. I have to note that Bev, when she saw Grant, she said he is looking sweaty and juicy. Yes. Wild way to describe someone. I'm like,
letting your
juicy
intentions be known.
Is intense.
Yes.
That's crazy. But Grant's like, hey, we're going to play some basketball today. We're bringing in some pros.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're expecting the typical pros showing up, but we get the children instead. Mm-hmm. Children show up, and shout out to these child actors.
They were, that one girl was like, I am going to make this my moment.
That one girl, give her every commercial, give her every role in every show. She was absolutely crushing it.
Yeah.
And if they're not child actors and ABC isn't paying them, you need to get your shit together because, you know, you got these kids on the clock and you only have a certain amount of time that you can have a kid on set. So you better be paying them and they better be child actors, you know, or at least they're becoming child actors.
She walks out,
she's
like, what's up, guys? How's it going? Today's game. It was like very like, she was like, I'm going to make, like, I've been doing a lot of auditions. This is the first one I've got. I'm gonna give it all I have.
I mean, and she really, like, cute. Absolutely, they served. And the kids were so cute through the whole thing. And jumping ahead to when, and we'll backtrack here in a second, but jumping ahead to when Zoe ended up pulling Grant during the like slam dunk competition.
Yeah.
I'll explain in a moment why. You know, I think Zoe's going to be the villain, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't think it was a good move, but I also don't think you could say it was a straight up villain move.
Right. It was just, it was a move that we all knew and she had to know that people wouldn't like it.
It wasn't a great idea, but I have to say the only thing about it that really upset me was that I'm like, this was the kids' moment. The kids were running the slam dunk competition and these were the child actors' moments, another moment to shine. And they were running this whole thing. She all of a sudden dips and she's like, actually, kids, shut it down. I'm taking them up to the roof. And then the kids were waiting. And then by the time they got back down, Jesse Palmer comes out and he's like,
we're done.
All done. And the kids didn't get to have the rest of their shining star moment. So that I was offended by.
Now, I did like the fact that they kept the little girl star there, because then she was like the head coach of one of the teams and she was screaming at them like, get up. Get over there.
Allie, Joe, get your ass back on the court. No, she was like screaming at him.
It was hilarious. So that was nice, just to see like these kids lose it.
It was iconic.
You fucking suck. But so that was nice. They at least had a little more camera time. But I agree, it was like this was their moment to kind of do the whole thing. And then Zoe was like, "Bye."
Let these kids, like, you shut down their slam dunk competition. Oh. That's a tragedy.
I also could kind of sense like certain people's like dissatisfaction with the kids being there. Like I felt like, what's her name? Who's the one who's like a behavioral?
Natalie.
Natalie was like, oh, lit up, right? Because she works with kids and the whole thing. But then I got the energy that Beverly was like, oh, cool, kids. Like, I just got that energy. Because she was like, you're looking so sexy and juicy. Oh, cool, kids. Like, oh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be flirting with you. I was going to be touching you. I was going to be, and like, now I got a bunch of 9-year-olds running around. Like, this sucks.
I just really can't wait for the day when they bring out these children. Because let's be real, you know, not everybody loves kids. That's totally fine. Some people love kids. Some people don't like kids. Whatever.
Right.
I just can't wait for the day, because everyone always responds, oh my gosh, look at these kids, they're so cute. I love children. I can't wait to be a mom one day. You know, this whole thing
goes, ew.
I can't wait for a woman one day who has just like the, like, just the drive to look in the camera and be like, I can't stand kids. You're like,
now, okay, cool, we're not having fun anymore, great, awesome. I had no idea we're not getting paid for daycare. Just like totally pissed. I love that.
Just like when the kid comes up to her, she's like, what's up, you little snot? Yeah. Just like, they just have a showdown of hatred. I need
it. Like that. It's like that meme where it's like, you know, once we had kids, we do everything the same now. Everything just sucks now. And it's like, I love this idea of someone being like, cool, so now like everything sucks.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Just like
this
ruined the date.
The whole date is ruined now.
Not trying
I'm
to paint
waiting
the perfect
for it.
Mother picture that everyone else is trying
but
to paint.
But while you brought up Natalie, while the kids are all playing with the women and showing them how to do it, you could see, like, I would say like Juliana, was like being very playful and fun and having a good time with the kiddos. And but Natalie was like, I can't play basketball.
Yeah.
So I was resonating with Natalie in this. I'm like, I would like keel over.
Right,
if
right.
you were having me run laps playing basketball for hours and then have like a 5-on-5 showdown, I'd be in the hospital. I have no cardio abilities and I can't play basketball. So there's two problems. But Natalie was like, hey, I don't play basketball, but I love kids. I work with kids. And then there was this one girl, you know, who was like, having a hard time, like she overexerted herself. And Natalie was sitting with her in the corner showing her how to like breathe and was like, hey, or squeeze the lemon. And and then later when she had a moment with Grant, the little girl had sent a video and was like, I miss Natalie. And it was very sweet. And normally I'd be like, producer play. They made that kid say that. But Natalie was so
She was really sweet.
Sweet with them. I'm like, she's great energy.
Yes, big time.
She's an absolute sweetheart. But yes, they have the slam dunk competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Zoe almost immediately is like, I'm going to forfeit my shot and I'm going to steal Grant for a second.
Yeah, like that's a fair trade off.
Yeah.
One shot now, or him for 30 minutes.
What I can respect is that she keeps saying like there are no rules. And I'm like, you know what? Zoe is playing with the timeline of this game where she's like, no, there's not really any rules. We all kind of set them up as precedent as for the group. And I'm just going to kind of do my own thing.
Right.
Now, she took him to the rooftop.
It was like a long way to talk for a second.
Well,
you know,
and
what
it
I mean?
Was weird because it's like, go to the rooftop. There's nothing up there.
Right.
It's not even like a killer view. It's a rooftop it probably is kind of dirty and they take a long elevator ride up there, not talking a ton. And then they get to the roof and she's kind of like, well, I just wanted to show you that like I'm shooting my shot. And you're like,
yeah,
this is the payoff was a little awkward.
Well, I will say it was just tough to watch. For me, the move was great. Like it was like, you know, you got to make these moves and it's like you're gonna make enemies for it for sure. But for me, it was more about how awkward they were together.
Mm-hmm.
Like chemistry wise, it was like, I don't think I've ever seen it feel that awkward. Where it's like, you know, you're pulling him away. You kind of like, she didn't, it's almost like she got there and then she goes, I don't know what to say now. Like she didn't kind of think and head up in terms of like, maybe I need like an opening line or something.
Right.
She just kind of goes like, so anyway, now we're here. And he's like, so, and then he started, he was like, so you have him like fun?
Yeah.
Like it was really awkward.
Yeah. I think their dynamic, I feel like they're attracted to each other because we were seeing a Mac in a couple times. But even Grant later, he like brings up to her, he's like, hey, I feel like I don't know if the emotional connection is there. And then she explains how she has a lot of walls up and whatever. And then he felt like, you know, that connected them a little bit more. But yeah, it was,
it just didn't pay off
for
the risk.
For the risk. And then the retribution and angry people afterwards, to me, it was just like, this wasn't worth it.
Didn't pay
this,
off.
It wasn't worth it.
It was awkward.
And the women were not happy. Of which, listen, you know, I'd like, I understand. I would be thrown off. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, wasn't expecting that. But can't be mad because that's just kind of the name of the game.
It's all about nailing one person, though. And I feel like every single season, there's always one person that obsesses about someone else and the way they do things. Mm-hmm. And they just lose their mind over it. And obviously now we have Ally Jo doing that. You know what I mean? So like Ally Jo's our chosen one that we always have one person who's making bold moves and the other person's who's like losing their mind because that's not a part of the rule book that I've created in my head.
This is what I think happened. Yes. But I think what happened too is so Zoe then takes him to the roof, right? And the women are like frustrated. It shuts down time with them.
Right.
Jesse Palmer comes out and says, you're going to do a 5-on-5 competition. And I think Zoe, her team, all the tall girls.
Yeah.
They all the short girls. And I think they did that on purpose because they're like, the girls are irritated at Zoe. So we're going to put her on a team that's obviously going to win because they're all like a foot taller than the other women.
Yeah.
And they demolished their team. So not only that, so I'm like, I think they're sparking anger because they're like, hey, we're going to put all the tall girls with Zoe on that team so that she'll win. And then on the court, Zoe went after it.
Well, Zoe's really good, but also
I was saying she was like, you know, like knocking people over. Well, and
there's
always
one of those too. It's like they usually do this with the guys where it's like, you know, the football game.
Yeah.
And there's always one or two guys that are just like, this fucking matters. My performance is the key to her heart, right? And Zoe was the only one who kind of seemed to have a little bit of that.
Yeah,
where
sure.
It's like, I'm getting this ball and I'm pushing you away. Uh-huh. And it was just awesome that like Ally Jo, who's like 3 feet tall,
she's just was like
getting the butt end of it. So it was just really ramping up the rage.
Yeah.
And then Ally Jo went in for just the full court press and just decked her. Just sent her flying.
She said, she's like, my jersey comes out more and more. She's like, she comes out, her accent's getting more jersey. And she's like, what the fuck? And like shoves her.
She's going kind of snooky, you know, like vibes that. And just like pushes her
Ally
down.
Ally Jo was by the end of this episode starting to give us a little bit of Jersey Shore. I'm going to make a parallel. We're not snooky. We're not JWoww. But we're getting a little Sammy Sweetheart.
Definitely.
A little bit where it's just like, I don't know why JWoww and Snooki were all over me about that thing. I was just trying to talk to Ron because Ronnie was on the boardwalk and he was not paying attention to me and I need to talk to him.
Yeah.
She was giving me Sammy Sweetheart
a little
bit.
It's funny, the more upset she gets, the accent gets more intense.
And, you know, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yes.
So living for Ally Jo at this moment. Ally Jo, living for you. Please give us more.
Yes, I agree.
I want more of it. Okay, let's keep talking about this first group date, but we got to take one more quick pause. Family. Listen, maybe you are listening to this recap right now about a dating show that you watch, and at this moment, you currently have numerous dating apps on your phone that you're over. You don't use them anymore. But let's be real, you kind of have forgotten about the fact that you're still paying for them every month. You tried to forget about that cringy date with Jeremy, which is great, but also you forgot that you're paying for the app still. And listen, no judgment. Because the amount of apps and subscription services I was paying for monthly that I didn't use anymore was astronomical. Okay, I'm embarrassed to say how many, and a wild waste of money. That is until Rocket Money came along. Oh, Rocket Money, my savior, what would I do without you? Thanks to Rocket Money, I can see all my subscriptions in one place and cancel the ones I'm not using anymore. And now I'm saving more money because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And yes, you heard correctly. Rocket Money will even help you cancel those subscription services so you can avoid the long phone calls with customer service, the back and forth. I mean, they really are just the best.
Yeah, they really are a dream. They have a dashboard that gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts too. So you can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help keep your spending on track. You can see your monthly spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money is going and get alerts if bills increase in price or there's unusual spending activity or if you're close to going over budget. And a personal favorite feature of mine is Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. Truly champions and heroes out in these finance streets.
Absolutely. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. They have saved us so much money every single year for years now. We love them. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/momdad today. That's rocketmoney.com/momdad. rocketmoney.com/momdad. Okay, back to this one-on-one date. So listen, the purple team ends up winning by 18-2.
Yeah.
A lot. Okay. This is after all the women, they've lost all their nails. People are upset. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that the entire time. I'm like, these nails, if I tried to play basketball, I fear I would hurt someone by like stabbing their eye.
Yeah.
Or hurt myself, and all of their nails are falling off. So
the nail graveyard,
people
yeah.
are mad. Okay. And sure. I get it because you're getting all dolled up and now we have to play basketball and our nails are everywhere and we lose. But we have the MVP, Chloe. And when they have their one-on-one time, they're back on the court again.
Mm-hmm.
And more basketball.
Yeah.
More basketball.
Keep it going.
Like I said, their chemistry, it wasn't like popping to me because I felt like she was making more of an effort. You know what I mean? She was leaning into it a little more.
Well, I feel like up against the backdrop too of that awkward Zoe vibe.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, they seem to have better chemistry. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like electric. It was just kind of like cute.
Yeah.
Also, it's like they're not, you know, they're just like walking to a corner and talking for 5 minutes and then back. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were separated.
No, I'm talking about Chloe and Grant. They like popped the champagne.
No, but I know. But it was just kind of, I don't know. I feel like it's harder to have chemistry when you're like, you just played a game and you're doing this stuff. And then you're just kind of like, they're just like, okay, go over here into this like, you know, classroom. And then here's a bottle of champagne. Connect.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like people who have like the nighttime thing when everyone's in dress, like it's a lot easier to kind of relax into a social environment, but like just coming off of a game and interviews and all that, I don't know. I think it's harder to connect.
She said to him that her mantra is, you know, people are in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yes. Very live, laugh, love, but I liked it.
I liked it. I like that mantra. But she says to him, I think you're my reason.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of a fucking badass power move because she didn't say you're my lifetime.
Yeah,
she was like, I would have actually been even more like so hard if she would have been like, you're my season.
Yeah.
Season 28 of The Bachelor, yes. Whatever it is. But like, I love that she goes, yeah, you're my reason right now. But not a lifetime.
Right. It was kind of like you move to a lifetime at some point.
Because I thought maybe what she was going to say is, I hope that you'll become my lifetime. But she just said, you're my reason.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're a reason right now. Yeah.
And I'm like, pretty badass.
It was nice. I actually liked that. It kind of helped me with some thoughts I was having.
Oh, really? Yeah. Your mantra?
Yeah. Well, not a mantra, but just like, her mantra, her kind of like, you know, certain people come and go. And it's not always like lifetime for everyone.
Have you never heard that before?
No.
Wait, really?
I had never heard that. I mean, I knew the concept. I was aware of the concept, but I had never heard like that little boom, bang, bang.
People are in your life for a season, reason, or life.
Yeah, I don't. I don't read, you know, home goods posters on the weekend, which is what that is.
You're not a collector of mugs.
Yeah,
that
I'm not a collector of boomer, you know, furniture. Like pieces of wood that you hang on like a wall that just says that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm glad it helped you, Evan. Then Natalie and Grant sit down and, you know, he says that she's the fan favorite. They have a cute moment together. He likes her.
Yeah.
They have a serious makeout moment. Mm-hmm. They're kissing. Mm-hmm. And they have cute chemistry. I can definitely see Natalie going far in this.
Yeah, I really like her vibe.
Yeah.
I really like her vibe. She's super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's just got big wife vibes with him. I don't know. I just feel like he sees a lot of good qualities in her.
And what I like she's about her too cool. is that it doesn't feel like she's trying to be something Mm-mm. she's not. Mm-mm. She's not like, oh, I also love basketball and da 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 da. She's like, she's sweet, but also kind of like, no, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And kind of maintaining that. I respect it. I like her a lot. I like it. Okay, so while there, these women are sitting down with Grant, we have everything with Zoe starting to bubble up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Allie Jo starts, you know, having these conversations where she was like, well, listen, Chloe earned her time and you didn't earn your alone time. And some of the people like Juliana are saying, well, you know, we thought it might have been kind of disrespectful. Da, 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 da. So as the women are saying to her, what you did wasn't okay.
Yeah.
Her response is like, well, all is fair in love and war. And if you steal him, I'm not going to get upset. She's like, it's just the name of the game. And she is like remaining straight faced. They are looking at her trying to be like, do you not understand how this kind of upset us? And like how you pulled him and then we lost time and da 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 da. And she's like, why would I be upset if you stole him? Isn't that what we're here for?
Yes. It was, you know, Zoe, I think, you know, this is every season. Every season we have a version of this. Yeah. Someone who kind of doesn't play by the rules, rubs people the wrong way, and then someone who's like a very big into like the justice of it all and feels like I've decided that this is right. But I feel like Zoe, for the first time, communicated it like the clearest I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
And the most effective to where like, you know, and I will say this, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but Zoe doesn't have the most lovable energy. Like her energy's not like sweet and fun.
No.
And it's like her energy's kind of like hard.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like not the most like warm person.
No.
She's kind of cold. And so like it's not working for her. You know what I mean? Like, right. like I understand like the obviously Allie Jo doesn't like her energy to start with. And then she does this, but she absolutely destroyed Allie Jo logically.
No, she really did. Cause she goes you on them with the argument.
She's just like, yo, I'm not playing by the rules here. There are no rules here. One shot to live. Go for it. I don't blame you if you go for it either. Let's just play this thing how we're going to play this thing. And Allie Jo, in which he also did an amazing job, was like not reacting to, like very, very solid, very quiet, very chill about it. And Allie Jo kept getting more and more worked up. And the thing with Allie is like, it's okay not to like someone, but don't try to argue with her because she's right. Like, Zoe's right. So you can't beat her logically. So just be angry.
Well, I think I think it's very much a two things can be true. I think the women are right in feeling frustrated because they're not getting as much time. Sure. I would also feel frustrated and I'd also feel dissed if the person that I was explaining it to wasn't being receptive at all. Yes. I'd be frustrated. Well,
because when you don't get a reaction, you don't feel connected.
But also two things can be true where then Zoe, what she's saying logically makes a lot of sense. Yes. And also I don't get the vibe from Zoe that if someone stole Grant, and we even see Allie Jo, is it Allie Jo who then steals Grant, that she goes, no. But then when she takes her, she lets then Allie Jo take her, doesn't make a scene, but then comes back and just steals Grant from Allie Jo again. But she's not like, oh, how dare Allie Jo take Grant from me.
Right.
She just goes, all right, well, I'll get him back then.
Like, we might as well tackle this whole thing since we're in it.
I also, by the way, I have to say too, at one point we saw Zoe and right next to her within earshot, we have Juliana, Vicky, and Allie Jo, and they're all talking shit about what Zoe did, and they're having their moment. Again, I totally get it, but Zoe can hear them, and she doesn't let it get to her.
No.
She doesn't go like, what are you ladies talking about? Or like, come for them. Yeah. She just sits there and is like, well, it's the name of the game. And then after, when they confront her at the very end, and Allie Jo is like, how fucking dare you, da-da-da-da, is going off and going full Jersey on her. And Juliana, shout out, is like, hey, let Zoe speak now, whatever. Zoe, full silent treatment, Lee, doesn't say a word, just sits there. Doesn't, unless, you know, that could have been edited out, but it looked like she just sat there and just took it. And Allie Jo was just like, la, 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 and Zoe's just like.
And it's funny because.
I was like, that's a power move. I'm sorry.
Well, it shows you how you react affects how people take what you're saying logically or not. Like.
Yeah,
Allie Jo was a little unhinged the whole time and she kept working herself up really, really hard. Right.
Yeah.
So into the moment that they're sharing with Grant, you know, like she goes, if she gets all riled up with the girls being like, all right, now I'm going to go show Zoe who's boss. And she runs in, goes, let me have Grant. And then she goes, give me a second. And then, no, give me Grant right now. She goes, okay, takes Grant. Then, you know, 5 minutes later, Zoe interrupts her again, now just making her even more mad. Then they have their confrontation in front of everybody. At this point, Allie Jo's like just lost her mind angry. And and Zoe did the perfect move, which is just like cool, calm and collected. And let her freak out to the point where before that, everyone was team Allie Jo. But then Allie Jo
pushed it a little
too far and started like going after her, to where then by the end of Allie Jo's rant and Zoe just being like, hey, you know, like it's we're just here to go after him and I support you if you want to do it. All the girls start going, I see both sides.
Yeah.
So Allie Jo reacted herself out of support.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where she had like all the girls with her. And now the girls are kind of like, I think we just need to calm down. I think everyone's cool. I think let's just let this lie. And I was like, dude,
I'll just say this. The way that Zoe went about explaining it and then also her reactions made me just feel this way. I know you're trying to make her a villain, ABC. And I know what she's doing is not savory. And it goes against, like, you know, the rules and regulations of the show. If I was on set, would I be annoyed? Would I be frustrated?
For sure.
Yes. Do I love Zoe? No.
Right.
I'm not, you know, it's not just not a character that I'm loving right now. But I also can't be like, I mean, she's practicing what she preaches.
And she did it in real time. She did it in real time. She goes, I don't mind if you do it to me. That's how the game works. Then it happens 5 minutes later and comes back and goes, I didn't freak out when you did it. See,
I think the only
like thing, she literally proved the point to everyone in real time.
The only flaw was that she let Allie Jo take Grant.
And then five minutes later,
she took Grant back. And I was like, if you wouldn't have done that, I think the energy would have been a lot better.
But it was the ultimate move. Yeah, you're right. But it was the ultimate move because then she goes, you could have said no, but you didn't.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Like that was she literally destroyed
Zoe,
her. It was
Zoe,
like
you should be a lawyer. You know
what
Dina,
is Zoe again? She is some
Zoe, tech engineer and model.
Right.
Remember?
Okay. Right,
you probably should get into the attorney biz because the logic was logicking and you had everybody just kind of wrapped in a pretzel. And also I've never seen posture like that in my life.
Yeah.
When she was waiting in the wings, when she was waiting in the wings for Allie Jo and Grant deciding when she was gonna like come in. She was just wandering. Her posture was like the most perfect model-esque posture I've ever seen, just in the dark, like the Phantom of the Opera.
She was like lurking
stunning
behind
posture.
The pillar.
But unbelievable.
No, it wasn't a friendship maker, but it was, the logic was so sound and she proved her point in real time so that all the girls then could not go, well, yeah, you suck. They all go, shit, she's kind of right. No, all right, let's just put this down. You
at
know?
The end of the day, I feel like there's no way, obviously, that Zoe's not going to be a villain.
Yeah.
But as a recapper of this show,
hard
I can't sit here and say, you know, she at least maybe next week things shift and then she starts getting agitated if some women steal Grant. But as a recapper of the show, I'm like, I got to admit to say, do I like her? No. But, you know, her logic and then she wasn't getting upset. I don't know.
It's a little bit like there's some Pringles in the cupboard and you just eat the Pringles. And people are like, you didn't leave some for me? And it's like, well, I don't know. Was there a rule that said I had to leave you some Pringles? I just ate the Pringles.
It's
or
true.
You were going to eat them.
It's not sensitive, but
it's
like,
it's not sensitive, but it's just
there
like,
no rules
there's no rule we all
to
wrote
not
down.
Eat the Pringles. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of that energy. It's just like, oh, I wanted the sandwich, so I ate the sandwich.
Yeah. Like food's in the cupboard to be eaten.
Exactly. And then Allie Jo's a little bit like, well, I took four because I know that 4 times 4 is 16. There's four of us here. We can all have four. You know, and you're like,
true.
Technically, that's nice, but also at the same time, like,
eating someone's
you know?
Leftovers in the mansion house. It's like,
maybe,
well, I guess
but that's
more theirs.
Like that's,
yeah.
You know, but like just, it's not sensitive. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's not sensitive. And it's not warm and cozy. That's for sure. And you're not going to make friends. But, you know. Okay. Have to talk about, though, during this evening portion.
Yeah.
Grant sits down with Juliana.
Oh, my God.
Okay, family.
Holy moly.
Grant. And maybe I'm going to be proven very wrong, but I'll tell you what. Within the first two episodes, I feel like we are going to know who the front runners are quickly. Grant seems like when he is interested, he gives so much more than when he's not. Okay. And I feel like his top women, it's quite obvious who he's interested in. And he like tells them directly too, like, I really see something happening with you. You know, it's episode two. He's already saying this. Unless he pulls a 1-2 on us and I'm shocked, I think we're going to know who Grant's really into. And Juliana, from episode one and now into this episode, the chemistry that was happening when they had their sit down was making me so flustered that I was like, I fear I should leave the room. Like, I shouldn't be watching this. This is their own moment.
I feel with Juliana, I would say the top, and then a close second is Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel that.
Okay,
way.
Maybe not.
I think he's physically attracted to Carolina.
But here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that like he's not like there's a couple of the girls that he really sees something with.
Yeah.
That he's like, I really like your character. I think you're beautiful. And I think there's something here. And then there's the like, you can't help yourself raw sexual attraction you have towards someone that's like blinding you. Not like, I'm not saying blinding in a bad way. I mean, it's just literally like, it's so visceral that like you can't even see straight. And I feel like that's going to be interesting, especially with like Juliana, where it's like he's acting like the contestant with Juliana.
Oh, big time.
Like he's kissed her hand and moaned. He's like, mm.
he moaned when she came out of the limo too. He's like, wow.
Yeah, no, he's literally like, he can't help himself. He just goes like, oh yeah. Like when she just like does anything, he gets oil. Like everyone else, he's like, so like, how are you feeling
okay,
today?
Okay, so everyone broke their nails, right?
Right.
Only for Juliana, he
busts out oil and then it's like massaging her hands.
And he's like, you have beautiful hands.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, like he's definitely like, I can't stand up now energy.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? But like, he says he's blushing.
Yes.
He's like, can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Like he is acting like, because you know that they always do that, right? Like the contestants always go, I'm blushing.
Yes.
To the lead.
No.
He's doing it to her.
He was like, I have butterflies, I'm
she
blushing.
She flipped the script on him without even trying.
No.
And he's now acting like he's trying to win her over.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you don't see that often, where it's like, the whole script is flipped. She could literally give him a rose.
He wouldn't even bat an eye. He'd be like, oh my God,
yeah,
thank you so much.
And he would forget that he was the lead. That's how raw sexual attraction he has to her. It's like palpable.
Yeah. Yeah. And what he likes about her a lot is he says that she's competitive and bubbly. Now, I said last week, I'm like, I don't think Juliana's going to be getting involved in the drama. I think I'm wrong. I think she will be. I don't know to what level, but we saw it this episode.
She's playing it pretty cool, though. So
she's playing it cool, I think, in the way that, like, for instance, when Allie Jo was starting to lose it with Zoe,
yeah,
Juliana agreed with Allie Jo, but then she was like, Allie Jo, we need to let, like, Zoe speak. Let her speak now. I understand your perspective. Like, she seemed more, you know, trying to be like balanced.
Yeah,
it.
Like she didn't like Zoe's vibe, but at the same time,
she's vocal. And yeah. I didn't think she would be. I thought she was going to be kind of standing away. So I'm very interested. Juliana is an interesting character for me. I really like her so far. I like her energy. I think she's adorable. But she also, like Grant mentioned, you're competitive. So
once it starts to, once enough of the ladies leave and it starts to really come down,
so
that's when we'll see true colors.
I feel like, but we're going to get continue to get a really, really strong, you know, as Game of Roses would say, player in this, because not only is he wildly attracted to her and she has a great personality, she's also competitive.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to just slip away and not say a word and like not, you know, let you come to me energy. It's like she's got the competition thing popping off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think she's a serious contender. Yes, she does. Yes,
yeah, the way she laughs at him and smiles, and then even when Zoe interrupted her date, she let it go, which is a total boss move. If you are in the driver's seat, to like not seem insecure by saying no, I want my more time. She goes, "Oh, totally, it's okay," because she knew she had him. She knew. She's like, oh, we're good.
Yeah. And you know what? When she went back to the women, you can tell all the women love her because they're like, we missed you, Juliana.
Yes.
And then she tells them what Zoe did. But then she goes,
and then
listen.
Ellie Jo's like, no.
But she said, she goes, listen, I get it. You do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So there was an understanding there.
Very cool, calm, and collected about the whole thing.
I'm impressed. Well, ultimately, you know, even though some of these women, Zoe was really trying for the rose, the rose was given to Natalie.
Smart. It was a good move.
So far, I am impressed by Grant's choices.
Yes, I agree.
I'm impressed by that.
He's showing range in his choices.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He's showing range in his choices of being like, I'm not just picking a specific type. I'm kind of really seeing like what personality types are
but
out
I
there.
But I do think, yeah, he's choosing people that he actually like does have a connection with.
I agree.
Okay.
They're like, so who? He's like, Juliana. What?
Just panting over her oiled hand.
Oh, dude. He's literally like, is there a clause where we could do fantasy suites early?
He's so into her. He is so into her. Okay. Next, we have the first one-on-one, and this is with Alex. Okay.
Love Alex.
First of all,
love, love, love.
Love Alex. Loved her outfit, her little jeans with her sneakers. I didn't know that she was tatted before. Yeah. It just, oh, God.
Just super cute. All so around. Like everything cute. About her is very cute. Yes.
I think she is the most adorable, lovely person. But their one-on-one date, they walk up to the Beverly Center. Okay.
It's a mall.
It's a mall. And they have shut this mall down.
Right.
So it is completely empty. It's nighttime. There's no one there. And I believe that this entire date was a plug. It was an ad by Big Mall to try to get people to more malls because malls are dying.
Right.
True. And honestly, they really were pushing the mall thing. At one point, we heard Grant say, like, gosh, I loved malls so much growing up. It was like this really safe space and malls provide this certain energy. And he was really hitting home about what a mall does for you. And I'm like, this feels like mall propaganda.
But it also wasn't specific enough to be like, and the Beverly Center is the cream of the crop.
I don't think
it was Big Mall.
It was Big Mall. I don't think it was an ad for the Beverly Center. It was malls in general because we on the malls. I love, do you love a mall, Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in 90s kids in malls.
Walking around. Yeah,
it's funny, empty mall, because like most malls are already empty.
Right?
It's, if you go to a mall these days, it's like a graveyard. It's
well,
actually
and the stores
so sad.
Are so weird too, you know what I mean? They're like a person has shit at their house and they brought it. It's like garage sales. I honestly feel like, you ever go to malls and they're like, you're like, what is this store? And it's like, it literally just looks like garage sale. You're like, who are
and half
people?
Of the stores are closed. Yeah, like they are not right. even, they're all shut empty. Down.
Yeah, like unless there's a movie theater at a mall.
Right.
That's
it's
true.
Like pretty dead.
It's dead.
Yeah.
I love malls. I am a huge mall person. And growing up, I think I went to the mall every day. Like,
and just,
no
just do loops.
I would just loop.
Just loop.
Oh, yeah. I got a pretzel.
You hit a Wetzel hard. I'd hit a Jamba Juice hard, Strawberries Wild, and I would loop around that mall.
Bottom, just, bottom, top, top.
Yeah, top. Just window shop and, you know, look to see if there was any cuties around and, like, hang with my girls. I worked at a mall for many years. You know, I love a mall. And the fact that malls are dying, I support this episode being sponsored by Big Mall.
Wow. Now, a corporate shell.
The question is, what are your thoughts on an empty mall? Does this excite you or does this scare you?
It scares me.
It scares me too.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
It's very apocalyptic, or like it gives me maybe Jurassic Park, like we're walking through and all of a sudden a raptor's like, like comes through the glass.
Right.
It's what's waiting around any corner.
That's true.
Gave me horror movie energy. So if I was Alex, I'd be a little freaked out.
Yeah.
And the Beverly Center is not small.
I just always think about like these little things they're doing. So like, you know, they had them like making ice cream. They had them talking on the thing. They had them, you know,
they had them do so much.
So they had them. It was kind of like they're living a kid fantasy, right? Where like they're just going into a bunch of stores and kind of they're trying on clothes. Like they're
being
basically
the
like, you know what I mean? And I guess I just think to myself, like, is that fun? I don't know. Like,
I would have
loved it. You would have loved it? Okay.
Aside from the fact that it's an empty mall and that would have really scared the shit out of me, I would have been so nervous the whole time because of the empty mall
because
energy.
Because I'm
hearing my footsteps and the sounds of the producer footsteps in this empty mall. Mm-hmm. I'd be on edge. But all the things they were doing looked like so much fun to me. Yeah. Riding those things, the ping pong, jumping on the beds, making the ice
cream. You know
what?
You're right. I think
being a mannequin. Come on, now you get to go through all this shit in the mall.
Yeah, I like
it. It looks like
okay.
a blast
okay.
to me.
It was fun. Other than the graphic of the rose was really weird.
Can we talk about that?
It looked like clip art. And they kept showing it too. Like, I'm like, why are they showing this?
There's
it's like
a giant jumbotron in the center of the heart of the Beverly Center.
Yeah, big mall.
Big mall. And it's really the heart of the Beverly Center.
Yeah.
Beating. that's a massive Jumbotron, and they had this clip art rose that was, I don't know, 30 feet big.
Yeah.
And they focused on it so much. She walks in, there's rose petals everywhere, and then she like comes to the center and she's like, wow. And there's just like giant clip art rose. And then they kept, like, they had their romantic picnic in front of the clip art rose, danced in front of this clip art rose. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I mean, it did match the 90s energy of a mall. Yes, I will say that.
It did. But you know, this is where the singing happened with the piano, where he's singing the songs. So they, you're right, they did a lot. I don't know if she loved the singing. That was the, cause she's very expressive and very sweet. And like, you could tell that she like gives a lot of emotional energy to make you feel comfortable. She's one of those. Yeah. She's kind of like you. It's kind of like you really can go like, you know, you'll really think about how they're feeling. So you'll kind of really make them feel good by like giving them a lot of expression on like how, what they're doing. That was the only time I felt like she was unexpressive.
Can I tell you why?
So I felt like she was a little bit like, I don't know how to be right now. And you're kind of looking at me and singing this song. And like, you could tell that she was like being cool, but it was the only time where I thought like aura points went down a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, you're so Gen Z, babe.
I know.
What?
When I dropped that, it was a risk. It was a risk.
I love that. Wow. Part of the times, you know.
Yes, very, very small.
But you know why I think she shut down? My theory is that so after he sang to her, looked in her eyes the entire time.
Yeah.
Wowzers. It was a lot
to handle.
And it was a long scene. They really didn't do us any favors by like cutting the music down at all. I was covered. Evan saw me. I had the blanket over myself. Like, I couldn't make eye contact. So maybe I missed other things that happened. But he, at the end of his song, adds in as he's singing, but I'm making this song of as I go, right? And then she cuts him off and she goes, did you really just make up that song? And he said, yeah. And I think she doesn't believe him.
Yeah, she's like, it's bullshit. Yeah.
I'm not joking. Right. I think that kind of shut her down a little bit because almost it was like
you're posturing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You obviously that you've written that song, but you're saying you just made like it up.
She knew for a fact that he had been using that song for years.
Or he's been working.
He hasn't used it. 100%. He's like, I just wrote it.
Even if he hasn't used it on another woman, like, you have a hook, a chorus, like, cool, whatever.
Great guy, 6'5", hot, liar.
And he's a fucking liar.
Yeah, interesting.
But I think it shut her down a little bit, genuinely. I think she was like, a little bit like,
It also wasn't like playful.
Yeah.
In the like, I just made it up. But it was just like, no, I made that up for you. Yeah. It was a little bit like, how much do you love that?
But I think energy? She might have thought like, is he straightforward or what?
But they have good chemistry. They had their dance afterward was really romantic and sweet, and their makeout was nice.
And when they were having their little like picnic champagne moment, he was talking about his past, and then we find out that her grandparents raised her. Yeah. She had her mother was estranged. She didn't see her dad for 17 years, and I just have to say, shout out to him. I feel like I think he's a doll, first of all. I think he also listens so well. And I love what he said to her after she was talking about this, like, these traumatic things that have happened to her growing up, where he was like, you know what, though? You know, all that means is that you have the opportunity now to be, like, the mom you've always, like, that you didn't have necessarily.
Sure.
And I feel like, I don't know, I thought that it was really touching. I feel like when he, like, is into somebody, he really is, like, present and listens and has good thoughts and advice to add to it. Gives her the rose. But yeah, when they have their dance, they dance to Sea of Love.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cash. Okay, bachelor spending money.
Yep.
But I thought that their dance was really romantic. They were kissing. I am obsessed with her. But I do agree that something in her energy shifted after he sang. And it was a little more
but
serious.
But I also
and different.
Can't tell if it's just her or if it's them. Like, I can't tell if like they have good chemistry and they're having fun together, but if they just don't have that kind of raw thing, like it just seems like they really get along, but I'm not seeing kind of a like undeniable
like a heat.
Romantic heat.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting besties a little bit. So we'll see.
Yeah. But you know how I feel about relationships.
No, like,
maybe that's been the right one, because the heat isn't always the
but in such a short amount of time, sometimes that heat is kind of what gets you through it.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it with more with other people even though I like her probably maybe the most out of anybody. So it's like,
yeah, I think she's my favorite.
I think she might be my favorite right now, but it's like, I just don't, you know what I mean? It's tough. It's mm-hmm. tough. I just don't know if that like just raw heat is there. It's more just like really interesting. Like over time they could be like the perfect couple, but I just don't know if they'll survive against the other heat.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, overall,
great.
Loved day. The date.
Yeah.
Jealous of the date, but fill it up with people in there some a little bit, please.
Yeah.
Don't give us the graveyard apocalyptic vibes.
Yeah, don't they usually have extras or like
that's what I'm saying. Moms, you know? Do it in the middle of the day. They also gave her a half date because it started at night.
Yeah.
So they didn't even give her a full one on one, which yeah. always kind of bothers me when yeah. people get shafted that way a little bit. I'm like, come on, give her a full, especially the first one on one, give her a full
give
day.
Give her, yeah.
Yeah. She deserves it.
She deserves it.
Okay, next we have the second group yeah. date. But before the second group date officially starts, I do need to address something that happened. And I didn't feel like I saw people talking about this, and I was surprised because it struck me and you hard.
Yeah.
There's a moment where Dina, the attorney, is getting ready and Rebecca is helping her.
Yeah.
And Rebecca's like, do you want me to put setting spray on for you? Oh, and yeah. she's like, okay, fine. And then Rebecca says, how much set? Rebecca, such an angel of a human, a literal angel human. Like, I don't know how else to describe her. She's like, how much do you want? And Dina looks at her and she's like, well, whatever, less than whatever you do. And I'm like, dude,
it was the shadiest comment.
Shadiest thing I've ever heard. And Rebecca's face was kind of like,
Rebecca
like,
just goes,
kind of shocked.
Okay.
And then she like does her setting spray. And then in the ITMs, Dina's like, Rebecca said that I should put setting spray on, and I'm just wondering, like, what's she going to do to me? Is she trying to, like, sabotage me? She's like, that wouldn't be a bad idea to try to sabotage someone. And I'm like, okay. So we get a little peek into our attorney Dina's mind, where she thinks sweet Rebecca, who's helping her with her makeup and putting on setting spray, which when you're filming for a long time is very helpful because it keeps your makeup in place. You think she's sabotaging you? And then you're like, wouldn't have been a bad idea? And I'm like,
you're operating in some dark circles.
like,
this is how you're thinking of what's going to operate. If someone would have said that to me, been like, Evan, just like less than whatever you use. I was like, oh, cool. So this is a setting spray you want to open your eyes with? And I was like,
I'd be like, can you just open your mouth a little bit? Just straight
open your eyes.
Open your mouth. Because
it was just like so rude.
So shady, dude.
It was so mean.
I was so rude. I couldn't believe it. I didn't see anybody talking about it. And I was like, did that just hit us weird?
Just less than whatever you use was like the most brutal diss.
And then her going to ITMs thinking that there was a potential sabotage. Oh, Dina's a player that I'm like, I'm interested to see what we're going to get with Dina.
She definitely is not a bubbly, fun energy on the show. She's definitely got a lot of like, and like even when he walked in the room at one point, I don't remember when it was, she was just like, oh, hi. It was just kind of like, you're back. And I'm like, yeah, well, he should be. I mean, he's the lead. I don't know. Her energy is definitely not giving, I love this experience and I'm meant for this. It's like, I am not comfortable here.
Like maybe she's a plant because they're kind of going to try to do a lawsuit against the show. Yeah, right. She's been planted there. Like we need to get an inside scoop as our attorney into what actually happens behind the scenes. But okay, for this group date, they go to a theater. And when they walk in, Mario is performing like an acoustic set of Let Me Love You.
They've got an influx of cash now. Since the Golden Bachelor and they spent all the money on the music, they're spending more money on this show now. You know,
I'm like, Mario, I'm like, I don't remember the last time that this show had an artist that I was like,
a major hit.
Holy shit, it's Mario. Mm-hmm. And that song was everything.
It was cool. Yeah, yeah.
And he sounded great too, by the way. Amazing. He sounded really, really good. But they're told, and Mario sticks around, by the way. Yeah. Which also more cash.
Yeah.
You're just not just a performance. He's like helping host the date. The women find out that they have to write and perform a song and also dance via girl group.
Yeah.
The most terrifying challenge that's ever challenged. That's horrifying. Here's an hour. Learn group choreography. Also write and perform a song.
Dina loved this. She was sweating so bad. She was like, freaking out.
I would have been losing my mind. And as someone who I'm like, I can kind of sing, right? So I'm like, okay, well, I have that where I can kind of sing. I'm the most embarrassed that I could possibly be. I have to write a song and then also dance, and I can't dance. I'm not a songwriter. And then they go, oh yeah, also it's a live audience that's going to be watching you. So you're going full girl group. And then they bring out Robin Anton, who is a world famous choreographer.
Created the Pussycat dolls.
Yeah. I've actually worked a couple of times with Robin back in the wardrobe styling days. But she's like a heavy hitter.
Right, so another heavy hitter.
And so she's like top notch choreographer. I'm sweating even more. I'm like, this woman's going to teach me. Like, I'm going to embarrass. Oh my God.
Yeah. But it was fun though. Like it started off with him.
So they practiced and wrote everything. But then he said, "Hey everybody, I know that you're all feeling a little nervous, so I'm going to start off with a rap and I'll perform first."
Yeah.
And it was good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
It was good. You know what I mean? Had good stage presence.
He had good stage presence. He did a good job.
The music was good. He sounded good. I was like, I looked at you and I go, kind of hot.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot. Don't look in my eyes.
Definitely not bad. You know what I mean? Like, we're used to brutal. And so it was nice to see someone.
But I'm just saying,
don't
look in my eyes and serenade me. Right. But if I can watch you on stage and you're like performing to other people, sure. I'm like, it's not bad.
I thought it was actually the best one we've ever seen.
It's not bad. But then the women come out and it's full girl group and no shade, ladies, because I can't dance. But we didn't have a dancing crew here. The choreography was a mess. You know, well, Robin Anton was pulling her hair out. She was so disappointed. She's like, my work looks horrific on this.
What's interesting is you usually have a couple people that are weirdly good.
Yeah.
Right. It's like during the Golden, what's his name, was really good.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Jonathan was amazing, yeah. Right? Yeah, there's always a couple incredible people.
Maria.
Maria was like doing backflips and like all this stuff. So you're like, whoa, there's always
Bailey hit the splits.
But other than that, like a lot of these girls have no rhythm. Like it was actually kind of wild to watch how bad they were. Shocking. I was kind of like, none of you guys can dance? Like, how crazy is this? I was just ready for someone to be like, yeah, I was a dancer for years. You know what I mean? But like no one hit anything. Now, again, this was half the ladies, right? So I do know that there's probably some others, but it was just funny to watch them all kind of like just be like, and then their rap was just talking. They're like, you are the best, better than the rest. I have fun in the sun. And it was just like that bad. I was like, oh, it was very charming though. Like no one tried to do anything they shouldn't.
I have to say, I was very impressed. Was it good?
Quality low, but
bold, charm and was cute high. And fun. And nobody had a meltdown. I would have been the one having a meltdown.
Yes.
Everyone, I don't know, had a really good like spirit about it. I felt like Bailey, I would have given it to Bailey. Bailey came out.
Hit the splits.
Screaming. She was like, what? And like did it hit the splits. I felt like she was the most standout to me. I also thought Latia stood out to me because she came out and was kind of like, I don't know how to do this, and like kind of like sexy sat on his lap, and I'm like, she would have stood out to me too.
But Carolina one-upped her by giving him basically a lap dance.
Did she during the thing?
Yes.
I don't
she like mounted
remember.
Him and did like a whole thing. And
oh
then
yeah,
got
and then she like and then she yeah. she sang in Spanish.
And then he was loving the like Spanish thing too, because she's like hitting him with it, and he's like, yeah.
So he.
We're starting to realize that if you can also, there's two sides to this man. If you really play to the horniness, like you will do well. So like there's their love and the kids and the marriage and the motherhood thing you can do. But there's also the just like get him hot. Heavy like, and like you're gonna be successful
as well.
Is
he's a guy.
Yeah. We're starting to see he's very open about just being like, whoa, good-ish, you know what I mean?
One person is supposed to like win, you know, the winner get a special prize, whatever. He chooses Carolina. Her prize, by the way, I assumed it would be alone time.
Right, no.
It's not alone time. Mario comes out on stage, performs another song, and she gets to dance with Grant on stage. And I'm like, I would have been like, please don't let me win, because that means I'm having more awkward stage time. But they're dancing. And then and Carolina takes him, throws him onto the couch, straddles him, and starts making out. And when I say making out, I'm talking full face sucking, gyrating. You know,
he's grabbing her butt.
He's grabbing the ass.
it was like they're having sex with their clothes on. Energy. Like it was
steamy.
They went hard,
and they held back
in front of everybody.
Zero.
This was like the full crowd, all the girls, Mario, everybody. They went all the way.
I mean, they put on a damn good show. I'm not gonna lie to you.
They went for it.
Mario kept singing. They were doing their thing. I was like, wow, this is a full fledged performance.
And they went so all in with the, you know, romantic moment that it rattled all the women to a yes. to a level we've never seen.
Yes.
You know, usually there's like a makeout session and they're like, I don't like that. There's a couple of girls go, I don't like that. And then the other half is kind of like,
oh, well,
it's the, yeah, you know, the one.
It is what it
every
is.
Single girl was like rattled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like bad.
And you know what? I would have been too.
No, because it was so intense. Well, where it because was like, too, dude.
Listen, you know, I am not anti-PDA. In fact, I probably, PDA-wise, probably some of my friends would be like, you're a right. little too much. You know what I mean? Like, I have no problem with
sure.
with PDA. To make out to that level, yeah. the straddling in front of everybody is so extreme
yeah.
that as a, if I was one of the contestants, I'd be like, well, what's their relationship like when they're alone? Like, clearly,
sure, clearly
I,
there's
have,
something
I
here.
Have no shot.
Right.
Like, I have no, why am I, literally, why am I here? They're practically, this is done. Like, that's how I would feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, not trying to shame, you know, you do you, whatever. But I would have felt a little bit like, I wouldn't have been annoyed at Carolina because I'm like, this is, you're playing the
that's
game.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
But I'd be a little frustrated at Grant.
Well, and that's what we got. Because when they get together after this date, and, you know, they kind of all reconvene at the cocktail hour energy. Yeah. He's so funny, too, because he walked in. And I guarantee you, he knew he had, like, pushed it a little too far.
Of course he knew.
Before he even sat down.
But he walked in and he's like, I don't know why this energy
like, the
feels
energy's
so weird.
Off.
It's like,
is everything okay? But he knew exactly
of course he
what,
knew
what
why.
Was going on. So then he went on classic.
It's dead silence, by the way.
Yeah.
He sits down with the women.
None of the girls are like, everyone's trying like, to rise above the jealousy.
No.
They're just sitting in it.
Just staring at him.
And he's feeling it immediately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did, to be honest with you, I did feel bad for Carolina because it really did become, the whole rest of the night became Grant feeling like he went too far. Her feeling bad that happened. And now an awkwardness regarding him and her because him feeling like we should, like, I'm gonna kind of like downplay the whole thing.
I'm gonna focus
instead
on the other women.
Instead of us being excited yeah. about this moment we had, I'm gonna downplay it because I don't like this energy we're having
okay.
in the group. So it was really like a, ooh. Like,
I'm having mixed emotions with
yeah.
Carolina because there's the one hand where I'm like, yes, if I was in her position sitting there, all of a sudden you see like all the women are uncomfortable and the whole date has become all the women talking about how uncomfortable they feel and you're kind of sitting there
yeah.
and you're like, oh gosh, now like, I feel like, do they hate me? They're all sad and it's due to something that happened with me and Grant. Do I say something? Do I not? Now I feel guilty.
Right.
How am I supposed to handle mine and Grant's relationship? So I felt that. But on the flip side, there's another part of me that's a little bit like, Carolina, as we said before, is the face. She is the woman who has set off thousands of ships.
Mm.
She is the mermaid on the front of thousands
sure.
of sailors' ships. She is Helen of Troy. She
right.
has this energy and she gives me knows what she's doing energy.
Big time.
And so Carolina to me seems very smart and very aware of everything. So I'm like, if you grab someone in front of everyone, throw them on the couch, straddle them, and you guys suck face for 5 minutes straight, you know what you, I don't, I'm sorry. I don't believe that you can ever be like on camera that overcome with sexual chemistry that you're in front of hundreds of people, all the cameras, Mario singing, and you're like, I like blacked out and I didn't even think about what was going down. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I agree, but to I think that's,
I'm like, you're going to be aware. I'm not saying what she did was wrong.
Right.
I'm like, you do you. If that's what you want to do, then 1,000% power to you. You're doing your thing. But then to act surprised that the women are thrown off where she was like, wait, what are you guys talking about? That's where I go, is she playing a little bit?
Mm.
Like, are there games going on? Not in the way that like an underlying game of like, I think I could get away with this. And then when I can't, I'm going to act surprised and then be like, well, what did this mean to you, Grant? I don't know. I think, I don't know how I feel.
I took it more like, I think she was surprised the level at which everyone was tweaked. Like, I think she knew that a couple girls would feel insecure about that. But I was surprised at how tweaked they were. The level.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they kind of took it out on both of them. Not in a crazy way, but just like, I was expecting, you know, like Rose immediately was like tweaking in the interviews and stuff. And like, I would imagine she would expect three or four of the girls to have be like, that was hard to watch.
Yeah.
But not expect everyone to just be like, sitting
well,
there silently.
They traumatize them by making them write and sing and perform. And then that's your prize is to have to watch the guy that you're trying to be with, like make
and
out
think,
hardcore.
And I think
someone.
For anything, the rattling was more not that the girls were tweaked, that was the big issue. I think it was for her. It was like how then Grant responded.
Right.
You know what I mean? The rest of the night, Grant's energy really shifted.
So Grant, when he comes in, he's like, something is amiss. And you're like, no shit, Grant.
Yeah, you had sex live on camera in front of all your other girlfriends. You know what I mean? Like, basically. So he was like, it's weird.
So he pulls aside Rebecca and he's like, Rebecca, can you explain to me what's going on? And immediately I go, oh no, I'm obsessed with Rebecca.
Yeah.
But the fact that he pulled her and asked her, I was like, he's not into her. Because
that's the classic, like,
he was like,
you're my friend.
Yeah, he's like, I'm comfy with you. You're like, you know, I'm going to ask
you're
you.
You're cool. You're one of the cool chicks.
It's like, exactly. And the way that she handled it, I mean, a literal angel.
That's
where
so
she's
sweet.
Like, we totally understand. But like, you know, some of us felt it was a little hard. And you know how this process is because you've been in our situation and it's tough. Yeah. And then she goes back to the women and she's like, hey, this is what Grant said. And Carolina's like, well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
And then Rebecca handled it again where she was like, it's no, don't worry. It's just, you know, of course we're having these big emotions and a literal angel. Yeah. I'm devastated he sent her home. I loved her. She was so cute. But he then is like, you know, the women, he's then basically pulling all the women and being like,
are we cool?
Yeah, I am very, very sorry.
I know this is early. I did that a little too early on in this process. Are we cool?
I apologize. You know, like Rose.
She's just a friend, you guys.
So he did that with all of the women was just like, so sorry. Now, Latia and Grant had a moment.
Yes.
So Latia was like, I am needing to talk to Grant about something that happened night one. We saw a flashback to night one where she had said something and Grant said, you don't get told no very often, do you? And she kind of looked at him and she's like, what? And he's like, well, you're so beautiful. Like, there's no way you get told no very often.
It was like a snarky compliment, like kind of like one of those like your playful compliments where you're kind of jabbing someone. But it's shrouded in compliment energy.
Right. And so it's like,
I think that's the way I took it.
I took it very much like he meant it as a like a hey, I think you're stunning. And they were kind of being back and forth. They were like joking about his Porsche and the car seat and whatever.
Sure.
But that comment like triggered her. And she said, you know, I felt like my whole adult life and my last relationship, I was told no. And I wanted to be with this person and I was always shut down. And so that wasn't the case for me. And I'm going to talk to him about this and I'm going to tell him that this triggered me. So she sat down with him and she literally like out the gate, she was just like, just so you know, when you said that to me, it triggered me. And I was kind of wowed because I was like, that was a big risk.
Huge.
It's a big risk because
to kind of put him in the doghouse.
Mm. Yeah.
Basically,
like, you don't know this guy. You just met him and you don't know how he's going to react. But I will say you're going to find out quick about this guy's character when you do outright let him know, hey, you triggered me. These are my boundaries. This is why what you said upset me. Because if he would have had a defensive response, it would have been like, OK, this isn't the person for me. But instead, Grant was like, oh my gosh, that is not what I intended, but I totally hear you. Explain to me why. Props to him. He like receives criticism very well.
He receives criticism very well. But I will say, I still don't think this is any indication that I could be totally wrong here, but I don't think the way that whole thing went down between them two is any indication that they have a strong connection. And that was a good move. I mean, or that he received it in a way that like, now I'm closer to you.
See, I felt like afterwards he was
here's why I'm thinking this.
Okay.
He was already in the major doghouse.
Yeah, with all the other
women. So he's like, if I choose Carolina, I double the doghouse, right? Mm-hmm. I need to kind of like ease the tension in the room. Mm-hmm. This girl is kind of calling me out for something that bothered her. Mm-hmm. If I go, whoa, that's too much. And she reports to the group. Now I'm a bad guy even more. If I accept the criticism, give her the rose, I ease the tension in the room. Everyone's kind of like, he's a good guy. Everything's cool. And I'm not saying he's not a good guy. I'm just saying like, was this all kind of a like, we need to kind of settle everything you again, let and get simmer. Back to kind of where we can okay. think straight?
Interesting.
Or is he truly into her and he really felt like that was good criticism and he was attracted to that and he liked it? I don't know. We'll
I don't
see
know
more to come. And I just don't know if it was like, if the energy was great in the group, would it have been the yeah. same? Or would it have been like, oh, totally, thanks for telling me, but realistically, I'm not really that into you anyway. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
we got
to
wait and see. And I also,
they don't have that much connection to guilt. Like, she went in there pretty early with like getting real about something.
Yeah.
So.
And I have to say, I felt the same way then about Latia too, where I want to wait and see, because there was a part of me that I was like, the fact that she, you know, honestly was brave enough to be like, you know what? I'm here for a husband.
Yes.
So number one, I'm going to be vulnerable with him and let him know about my past, cry in front of him.
Yeah.
And number two, I am going to just put this out here right now because I'm going to find out about this guy real quick and let him know what he said upset me.
Yeah.
So that was super brave to be like, hey, these are my boundaries. Yep. You triggered
me. She went for it.
And she's like, this is this, you know, A, B, and C, and this happened to me. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. But then on the other side, I'm curious to just wait and see to be like, okay, was this a vulnerability moment for Latia and like a boundary display, or was she upset because of what happened?
Right. And she was kind of taking it
well,
out
I'm
on
like,
him.
Was she upset with what happened at the Mario date? And then that had kind of the comment had kind of upset her a little bit too beforehand. So she was going to then bring that up to him in a way to like have this conversation where it's like, this right. is what you did that upset me,
like,
as what,
like,
well.
Like, did that put jet fuel on it
I'm
versus like maybe later they talk about
I'm
it
I'm interested
something.
To see if in the future, is she just like super communicative and like shows the boundaries and explains to him like how she's feeling and like, oh, hell yeah. Or is it like every time there's maybe a little bit of a drama or she feels like not secure in her place in the mansion, is she going to be like, hey, you did this and it bothered
like
me?
Like you putting him on ice.
Well, because we've seen that before throughout the show where we have sometimes the characters who, you know, anytime like yeah. they're not comfortable in the house,
put the
they're
lead
like,
in the
hey, by
house.
The way, you made me feel this way. So I'm curious
yeah,
to see what side. She's giving me more of like the boundaries. I'm here for a relationship yeah. energy, but I'm interested to see that.
But it's also funny too, if it's like intentional, because some guys do respond to like discipline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah, getting called out. And some guys are like, whoa, you're crazy. You're too much. And then some guys are like, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So sometimes it might work. You know, it might just be like, he likes direction, you know?
Yeah.
So who knows?
We shall see. Well, he gave Letizia the rose.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry.
He's like, just you. Are you guys all seeing this? She gave me some direction and I took it very well. And I loved it so much that she's my number one pick. Are we all cool now?
We good.
Carolina,
we good.
I don't find her attractive at all. She's like my buddy. I call her pal. Okay.
I think, by the way, Grant's on ice with Carolina.
Big time.
I think when she was asking him like what went down.
And he's like, we're just having fun.
He's like, we're just having fun.
Easy.
I think she,
don't tell the girls
face,
that we're.
Her face said like, why aren't you trying to make out with me right now?
Why aren't you owning what
and
we did
together?
And
why aren't you owning and saying, hey, ladies, like, I'm so sorry it made you uncomfortable. But like, yeah, I am attracted to Carolina and it was special. He did not do that.
Felt,
he just said we were just
yes.
having fun. And I think now ooh. Carolina, he's on ice with Carolina yes. and it's about to go down.
I agree.
It's about to go down.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we hop to the cocktail party. We have a little bit of, well, by the way, from the second group date into the cocktail party, my girl Bailey is struggling. She
yeah.
is struggling. She is feeling
she's
sad.
Melting.
My heart actually like really, really hurt for Bailey, because you see them when she talks to Grant later too. She's like, she's the type of person who puts on the smile for everyone and is always like, I'm going to joke about it and have the good time. She's like the definition to me. I looked at Evan. I go, she's the definition to me of the person when you're like, hey, check in on your strong friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to check in on yeah. her, because like, just because she's funny and joking isn't mean that she's not struggling. Right. And she was giving that to me where it's like, oh, she's always like able to handle so much and this process is overwhelming and she's feeling all the emotions.
Yeah.
So she was feeling insecure, like they hadn't talked a lot. But then Grant, you know, at the top of the cocktail party is like, hey, I know my person is in this room. Bold. So my person's in this room and I'm looking for like emotional connection, emotional vulnerability, da da da. That then became the theme for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
All the women were like, so am I. I also am looking for emotional availability.
He's like, yeah, I know. It's unique that I'm saying that, yeah. not you. They're like, ditto.
Like, so everyone, but he had a few conversations. He had one with Beverly. I like Beverly a lot. I think she's funny.
By the way, that's a line I say. Okay, that's a thing. Like,
that's a thing.
It's, I know that women love to hear that, so I say that. I don't even know what it means, to be honest.
He's like, I never knew.
But they say emotional availability is good, so I'm saying that.
I like Beverly. She's fun. She's got good energy.
Beverly's got good energy.
Ella wrote him a letter. He was like in on her shoulder, cozy. Yeah. Bailey and him ended up talking, and she was like panicking because she cried in front of him, like, bless her heart. Gets interrupted by Chloe. That was a bummer. But so she was, she's on edge. Yeah. Zoe's like wrestling him in the corner, like full blown
like
wrestling.
Dropping him.
Yeah. It's really intense. But when we get into the rose ceremony, already Natalie, Alex, and Latia have roses. First rose goes to, surprise, surprise, Juliana. Yeah. And then it's Beverly, Serafina, Carolina, Zoe, Dina, Rose, Bailey, Parisa, Allie Jo, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Going home, we have my girl Rebecca.
I know.
I'm really devoed. Ella, Vicky, and Alicia. Family.
We're the villain that never came to
be. We spent so much time talking about Alicia and how she was going to be the center of all the villainous things. Even last week, we were like, we can feel
these
upcoming episodes. Alicia, we talked about it in the cast bio. We didn't see her for 2 seconds during this episode. And now she's gone.
Yeah.
So, wow, we wasted a lot of time talking about
a
theory.
But we have Zoe.
So, sorry, Alicia. We made a lot of theories about you that were not the case. But it was kind of crazy because Alicia, like, first kiss, they were like, seemed like they had good vibey energy the first night.
Something happened.
And then I found it so interesting. Rebecca got a lot of screen time. Ella had like a good moment with him screen time wise. Vicky had some screen time.
But especially Rebecca, because I felt like she had a lot of screen time.
And I were shocked.
And then when
she
got caught, you're like, whoa, I did not expect that.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was convinced that she was going to stay around. Even though, like I said, when he sat down with her, I was like, oh, it's
buddy energy.
Buddy energy. But I'm like, oh, he's going to keep her around. Those were some like big, it felt like big players that got axed. This season's thrown me off a little bit, not in a bad way, in a good way, where I'm like, I'm surprised.
Yep. It'll be interesting. This next week will be interesting because I feel like now we're kind of down to like I just feel like we got rid of the last, there was a couple in the group that got cut today where I was like, okay, yeah, I didn't, you know, there wasn't like, other than Rebecca, I didn't feel like big players. This next week is going to, I think, be like, I have no clue kind of what's coming.
Well, next week we have a preview, and first and foremost, we have a clip where they're saying, what's the most risque purchase you've ever made? And our girl Alex holds up her whiteboard and it says plug. And I'm like, that's my girl.
and Grant's like, what? Like, she's blown away.
She is full of surprises. Yeah, I love Alex so much. The fact that she's like, plug. I'm
like,
hell yes.
But it looks
like
a lot of drama's coming up.
You guys, so much drama is coming.
A lot of tears from the main leads. You know, the Julianas and the Carolinas.
We have a dress that's too short that people are talking shit about.
So we got some shame coming up.
So yeah, we got serious shame coming
we got
up.
Shame
like,
coming
we're,
up.
Like, the women are like coming for, God, I'm like, that's going to fire me up. We've got Carolina going like full potential villain.
Yep.
I don't know, or at least the women feeling that way. We have Rose crying, being like, you know, who said that about me? I mean, and they just said, by the way, that this is all next week.
The teeth is
so
coming.
So tune into next week's episode because it looks like it's going to be bonkers.
Love it.
And so far this season is delivering.
It's very good.
And
very
I really
good.
Like it a lot.
Yes.
It's very good.
When you have that like visceral lead,
yeah,
where everyone is like viscerally responding to them. Because like generally what happens, I do feel like, is like you can sense that like, okay, 60% of the people are into the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good 40% who don't seem like that too into it. And like they seem to kind of just be floating along and like more into like the friendships in the house. And there's always like 5 or 6 that are just kind of like,
well, I think
these are my best friends now. And they don't really talk about the lead too much. But it seems like everyone's so into him that like there definitely is this like anxiety that's building.
Well, and I think because they're into him, it feels like some of the disagreements feel more, obviously producers are probably pushing Zoe to go talk to him and like interrupt and do the whole thing, right? But it feels more organic.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like, typically these first couple episodes, all of the drama is like, you know, because the producer shook up the champagne bottle and left it.
Sure.
You know, they're planting things.
Right.
It hasn't felt that way
feels
as much
organic.
So far. It feels like they're organically getting frustrated or feeling insecure because they're attracted to the lead. Agreed. And agreed. So no offense to Zach Shallcross, but I think Grant
yeah, I think Grant has a little more something.
Anywho, we love you all. I can't wait. Tune in next week. Next week we only have one episode, so tune in next Wednesday for a recap of episode 3 of this. And then the following week we'll do another Double Traders ep and Bachelor recap episode. But we love you, family. Have a beautiful week. We love you, Lee.
Love you, Lee.
We love you, Big Bert.
Oh, Big Bert.
And Big Bert says over and out.
Over and out.
Okay, bye. Love you, family. Bye.